My name is Wincy Lum, and I am the administrative assistant for our early childhood program at Henry Street Settlement. I'm sort of like the ambassador to the program. I support the families that come in. I meet and greet them. I support the program director, the family worker, the teachers. It's a daily operations job. So I'm on site every day. So in March of 2020, because the city shut down, our program was shut down as well. So they were kickstarting the helpline, and I thought, that's perfect. I have two teenage kids in my house that was, you know, they were full on Zoom learning, and they didn't need me, and I was going a little bit stir crazy. And I'm an action person. I have to keep going, because in that time of uncertainty, the anxiety that I was feeling, I needed an outlet. There are a lot of Chinese-speaking elderly folks that had no way of communicating with some of the staff at Henry Street because the language barrier. I speak Cantonese, and a lot of our grandmas and grandpas were Cantonese-speaking. So I felt super useful helping, like, with cash assistance and food pantry. I didn't just speak with our Chinese families. I spoke with whoever called me because we were on call. I live in the area as well. So those that were asking for help are my neighbors. I'm born and bred in the Lower East Side. So that was pretty heavy. My husband works for the MTA, so he was out every day. He was also an essential worker. It was scary because there was absolutely more unknowns than knowns. I have elderly parents that also live in the area, and I was worried about them too. The thing that hit me about my parents was their mental state, because they were so active, and all of a sudden they had to be still. And my immediate concerns was their mental health. The same thing with the young children. I kind of knew that these were the age groups that was going to be hit. It was really just trying to be mindful of the fragile mental states that we were all in. That was a lesson, you know. That's something I will never, ever forget. I was ashamed of what was really happening in the land of the free, right? Racism, I have grown up with it. They have never let me forget that I am Chinese. Henry Street, I started to have these all-staff meetings to talk about it. It helps you swallow that pill a little bit, that you're not so alone. There's like this pandemic feel about the food insecurity, and let's watch out for our grandmas and grandpas, you know, with the hate crimes. I drew a lot of strength from my colleagues just to see those faces on the screen, even though it was so impersonal. It fed the spirit. It makes you very emotional. And we were all there for the same purpose. It made me want to be a better person. I mean, I went back to school. I'm trying to get my degree in early childhood. I feel like I finally found my calling.